I actually, in the early 1980s, developed a real concern related to the pro-life issue, and certainly Francis Schaeffer was a primary person in my life who influenced my thinking in that regard. Then, as time went on, we in the mid-80s we started a crisis pregnancy center, which was the first of its kind in the Pacific Northwest. There were 12 other centers in the country, but most of them were back in the DC area and on the East Coast. And we decided to launch into it out here. And I was asked to be on the board. I was a pastor, and I was asked to be on the board of this PRC, now called Pregnancy Resource Center, that was out here. And that certainly got my interest going. And my job was to go around talking with pastors and basically persuading them to get behind this brand new movement, which, at the time was so radical that when you would share it with a pastor, he'd look at you like, "What? I mean, what are you saying that this would be like supporting missions, except we're having women come to pregnancy centers and they're going to find out if they're pregnant? And how does that work with the mission of the church?" And and yet, over time, to see God's hand on that and to see the acceptance in the body of Christ and people rising to the occasion was a great encouragement. And then it was later that I became involved in civil disobedience at abortion clinics. And along the way, we opened our home to a pregnant gal who we helped her place her child for adoption, and she had had an abortion in her past that was really plaguing her. And so, we saw through various ways, including an 18-year-old living in our home, the power of this whole issue.